Morning.
Morning, how are you?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for your Foxy Fixes It letter. I'd like you to tell the whole of Birmingham all about your little boy, Louis.
Well, Louis's got a chromosome 5 deletion and severe global delay. He goes to special school in Bromsgrove and he also goes to conductive education in Birmingham.
Now, Emily, I'm northern and I'm quite thick and you have to break it down a little bit. You're going to have to explain the epilepsy side of things and also the global development delay as well. What does it actually mean?
A global delay is all of his development, his physical development and mentally. He's well behind for his age. He's got myoclonic epilepsy, which is when he has jerks that last for a minute or 2 minutes or so. They're controlled by two medicines at the moment, which are keeping them under control. But obviously they can put him further behind with his development, having little mini fits.
I was going to say, day to day, what sorts of difficulties does he encounter and do you encounter?
Well, he requires 24/7 care, really. And throughout the day he needs medication given to him. I have to feed him, he can't feed himself. He's still in nappies, so I have to change him. And he relies on an adult for his care and support, really. But on a day-to-day, it's a constant struggle and it's very demanding looking after a disabled child 24/7.
Now, among the many difficulties that most of us would probably take for granted day by day, but for Louis, obviously, simple things are more difficult. Tell us about your concerns about him falling out of bed and things like that.
Well, he's currently still in a cot, a normal-sized cot, and he's managing to pull himself over the side of the cot and falling out. We've put all padding round to try and help prevent this, and we need a specialist bed for him, and so we've got to try and find funding for a bed ourselves.
Emily, I've been looking at these specialist cots that you're talking about, and this specialist cot would make a hell of a big difference to Louis's life, wouldn't it?
Yes, extremely. Obviously, he'll have somewhere safe to sleep, where we can sleep knowing that he's safe,
yeah,
and that he's not falling out.
I've been looking. These cots cost £5,000.
Yeah, that's right. It's a lot of money.
It's a hell of a lot.
But it is the size of a single bed.
Yeah.
So it will last him, obviously, until he's a teenager. And it also rises up and down, so it helped with me for lifting him in and out of bed and hoisting him, which he's going to need as he gets older.
Emily, I've got some good news. And
yes,
it's all thanks to our friends at New Life Foundation. We've sorted out that specialist cot.
Oh, great. That'll be good.
All right. And
yes,
it's all yours.
Oh, excellent.
All right, so you can forget the £5,000. You don't need to worry about that anymore. You can spend that money that you've started saving on some more Christmas presents for Louis, because the specialist cot is now yours.
Thank you so much. That's great.
Emily,
it will be really helpful for me.
Brilliant. Emily, give Louis a cuddle from myself and Giuliano and have a lovely Christmas, all right?
Yes, thank you. And you have a nice Christmas.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for speaking to us. All right, Emily?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.